I don't want to close on the Rav Skinner either.
All right.
Why don't we go home by bus together?
Okay.
So let's talk. Samaches. So we have here the din of the Shulchan Aruch that if you're suffic in Kara Kriya Shema, so you read it again with the brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nalif that usually by a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though you're mechuyav to do it again, be suffic, because it's suffic d'oraisa the chumrah, but you don't make the bracha again. So I said last night, logically there would be makom to say you should make the bracha. The mitzvah is the araisa. Brachas are always the rabbana. Sofik the araisa l'chumra, sofik the rabbana l'kula. You would do the mitzvah, not make the bracha. But there would be a logic. There would be a logic in saying that whenever you mechuyev to do the mitzvah, so rabbana will misak in a bracha. So if you mechuyev to do the mitzvah because of sofik the araisa l'chumra, you would also have to make a bracha. It would not be an illogical din since you're doing the mitzvah mitaychiyev. But those of you who are here for Shev Shmaitzer, anybody remember those days? Hey, we have two people here that learned Shmaitzer. Three. That was the Chaim was Shabbos afternoon. But this was Shev Shmaitzer. So if you remember the lumdus of Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, if you remember the lumdus, that you're not really mechuyev to do it. I can't go into it now. It's not like Sofik Deraisa L'chumra is just. It's not the mitzvah's machayev you to do it. It's not the mitzvah to suffik, you don't have to do it. But there's a din, like, you have to go to chumra. You have to be on the safe side. So, probably, the machayev to do it is not the mitzvah. The machayev to do it is the din of suffik deraisa l'chumra, which says, better safe than sorry. That's what we explained then. That's the din of suffik deraisa l'chumra l'gabi iser. So it's the same legabi a mitzvah also. Al kaponim, the din is when you're masupik, even if you have to do a mitzvah, mitzad the din of, we're going to see a nafkamina. Because, so clear. When you're doing a mitzvah, mitzad the din of sofik deraisa of the chumrah, you do not repeat the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, I here, what are you doing here? So here, by Kriya Shema, so here, Mishnah Berurah here brings down the svar of the Knesset HaGedolah that if you're mechuyev to do it, but you're mesupik if you did do it or not, then you have to make the bracha over again. And this has tremendous ramifications. If that's the chilek, the Knesset HaGedolah's chilek, then any time you're mesupik if you did a mitzvah that you're for sure mechuyev to do, you're not sure if you took the luluv, you're not sure if you heard the shofar, you're mechuyev to do it, but you're not sure if you fulfilled the chiyuv. So if, according to this chilek of the Mishnah Berurah, the Knesset HaGedolah's chilek, you would have to make the bracha when you redo the mitzvah. And the svara is, what I said yesterday, I mean I gave it away, that's there you're doing the mitzvah al cheskos chiyuv, not just al sofik deraisa l'chumra. There, the cheskos chiyuv. Since you're for sure mechuyev in the mitzvah, and you're mesupik if you fulfilled your chiyuv, so there's an it's more than just the din of sofik deraisa l'chumra, which says be on the safe side, but there's a cheskos chiyuv. That's a din chazaka. You have a cheskos mechuyev. It's like eini yodeyam praticha. It's like the difference between saying I'm not sure if I borrowed money from you, or saying I borrowed money from you for sure and I'm not sure if I paid you back. So that's called, according to many, a cheskos chiyuv. So then Rabbanan wa masakin a bracha. So that would be a huge nafkamina according to this chilek of the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Chasam Sofer makes a very good point. The Chasam Sofer argues with the Knesset HaGedolah punkt by Kriya Shema. He says, you know, this svara makes sense by a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So you say since you mechuyev to do the mitzvah on that level of heavy chiyuv, cheskos chiyuv, so you have to make the bracha over the mitzvah. But that's only the Chasam Sofer says, ironically, when the bracha was niskan to be said in conjunction with the mitzvah. Asher kadoshonu b'mitzvah z'mitzivonu. But punkt birchas kriyashma, which is the source of the which is very ironic. Kriyat Shema is the source of that problematic din, we'll call it, that if you're doing over the mitzvah, misofek, you do make the bracha, but the Chasam Sofer says this explanation, of course, since you're mechuyev to do it, you have to make the bracha too, doesn't make sense by Kriyat Shema, because the birchas Kriyat Shema are not a birchas ha-mitzvah. They're not really connected to Kriyat Shema. So it's ironic that there the svara of the Knesset HaGdolah doesn't fit, the Chasam Sofer says. HaKaponim, we're going away from the Mishnah Berurah, does bring down that svara, but then he brings down that many are chaylik, and many say that you never make a bracha when you do a mitzvah misafik. Let's start from the fourth line of the Mishnah Berurah. Ulefiza, according to the svara I just said, Lulvay Shafer Bioma live on the first day when it's the Araisa, Echad Misapkale for Osa Mitzvah, you're not sure if you will Yotze the Mitzvah, Naduchai Gavna, Tzorech Lasosa Bibracha, would come out a huge Kiddush, and you do it over again, you're not sure if you skipped the word in Kriyat Shema, you're not sure if you had Kavana to be Yotze, place by Shofar, Lulav, you're not sure if you were Yotze. So when you do it again, you would have to make a bracha. That's what it would come out according to this Torah. Because of the Prima Godim, the Mikes of Mishnah, B'Shem HaRashba, V'Chein B'Mogan Avram, B'Shem HaRivosh, V'Kaman, Simen Tov, Kuf, Mayel, Yizgim, Muchach, D'Lo Yisvir, L'Hu, L'Chilat Zeh, Ela Tomit, B'Li Bracha. We always look at the bracha as a issue in and of itself. The bracha is the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon, you don't say the bracha again. You don't say the bracha. Begame agra, the simin zeh muchach b'leitzvirulei l'chilek zeh. The chilek between your mesupik if you're mechuyev at all, or your mechuyev and your mesupik if you fulfilled it or not. You never repeat the bracha. V'meviu lo shofar alulu v'yomecha ben ashmoshes. V'chuli yalma noitul b'li bracha. That's according to everybody. Ki b'zeh ha-sofik hu emchayev ha-toklau ba-mitzvah. If they bring you Ben Hashmasha, so now the suffix is maybe you're not even mechuyev at all to do the mitzvah. Maybe it's nighttime already. Okay, so that's this Mishnah Berurah, very, very fundamental Mishnah Berurah. He seems to be more weighted on the side, not like the Knesset HaGdolah, but rather that you never make the bracha over again. Whenever you do the mitzvah, mitzvah, you never make the bracha over again. But that begs the question, so what's the pshat and now I'm a chaver? According to those shittas, why do you make the brichas Kriyat Shema over again? So there is another explanation, which we'll have later on. It's the Rashba's explanation. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring it down later. Here he doesn't bring it down, he brings it down later. Because really, there's another question people should be bothered by. If you're mesupik, if you said Kriyat Shema and you're saying it over, why should you have to say over the second parsha according to the shittas that the second parsha is the Rabbanan? Or some say the first parsha is the Rabbanan. It's only Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that's the Oraisa. So if you want to be strict and say something Oraisa L'chumra, so then you should only say the first pasuk again or the first parsha again. Why does the din not reflect that? Why does the din say them all? So on the third it's no kasha, because that has Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is also a D'Oraisa. So you have to say, you don't have to say the whole third, you can just say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzias Yitzchem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So you really have the kasha on the third parsha too. Okay, so the answer to all... That's a good point, but it's mashma yimuchuyev to say it. So the answer is that there's a svara, and there's a svara that once you say in Kriyat Shema, machma sofek, you have to say the full-fledged Kriyat Shema. It's a svara, the Rashba says the svara. You have to say a full-fledged Kriyat Shema. You can't just say the part that's the Oraisa. What, when you're saying Kriyat Shema, Chazal said, I don't know if it's a Chiyuv Rabbanan, it's a svara. You have to say Kriyat Shema Kitikuna. You have to say it properly. The Rashba extends that svara, which you have to say Because the Gemara says if you muksupik, if you said kriyashma, or not, say it over. And that includes even the parashiyos that are derabbanon. So there is such a smara out there that even though part of what you're doing is a derabbanon, and sofik derabbanon lakula, but once you're doing it, you gotta do it right with all the chichifkis, with all the, with everything, even the derabbanon part. So the Rashba applies that smara to the brachas also. You could say, it could be mechalik, that it's only kriyashma, that you gotta say kriyashma properly. The Rashba extrapolates and says, just like you find there that svara, so I'll extend that svara to the Birchas Kriyashma too. That once you're saying Kriyashma over again, you gotta do it properly and say it with the brachas. But that doesn't go if you know you said the brachas. Let's say a guy knows he said the brachas, but he's mesupik if he was yoytze Kriyashma now. He said the brachas, he said Kriyashma, but he's mesupik if he skipped the word. So then you don't say over the brachas. We're only talking about if you're mesupik on the brachas as well. But the brachas are the rabbanon. So you would say something rabbanon lekula. So here, since you're mesupik on kriyashma too, and you're saying over kriyashma because it's something you're saying chumra, so you're already, it's a package deal. Say it properly. Say it the right way. That's the Rashba's teretz. Mishnah Berurah will bring that down later. The Knesset Hagdolah's teretz is that since you're mechuyiv, but you're mesupik if you were yotzei, you have to make a bracha. But that includes a heck of a lot of things. That includes any mitzvah that's like that. Shofar, lulav, anything. Big chiddush. The Gra doesn't hold of that teretz, he says. The Prevagodim doesn't hold of that teretz. The Rashba's teretz is unique and specific to Kriyashma. That once you do it right. Okay. Oh, that's a good sushtel. That's a very good sushtel. I wonder, right. I'll bet you that would, right, that's a very good sushtel. That would probably be the din there too. That, if you're benching over, you have to already say the fourth bracha also. Good, very good sushtel. Yeah. But the post can say even though, but they say that the din is true even according to the shitas that it's derabbanan, that the second parasha, let's say, is derabbanan. Okay, let's go right into the Mishnah Berurah. Chozer v'korei, so hatam the kaimon kriyashma d'araisa. You have to say that also. You have to remember that if you're learning Gemara brachas, you're going to come across a mandi yamar. That if you're mesupik, if you said kriyashma, you don't say over kriyashma again because kriyashma is derabbanan. And v'dibarta b'om doesn't go on kriyashma; it goes on Talmud Torah. V'dibarta b'om is yichiyav to. In fact, there's a lot of sources for that, right? V'dibarta b'om v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. There's a lot of sources that v'dibarta b'om is at least as a drasha is referring to Torah. And the truth is, when you read the parsha like this, you know, v'dibarta b'om, it's talking about Talmud Torah. It's not talking about, but the, so there is a man the Yomid Gemara Kriyashma is the Rabbanan, but we pass it into the Araisa, and the Dibar Tobam goes on Kriyashma. As the Mishnah Berurah here says it very, very succinctly. He says it Kolomar the Odek Siv the Dibar Tobam B'Shivtcha B'Beisata Koiya Parsha Zugufa. It's referring to this parsha that we find ourselves in. Shechayev L'Daber Bo B'Shashchiva V'Amida. Ulufikach in this topic in Korah Elav, Chayav Lachs of the Likras, Kachol Sveik of the Arise. Umevorech, Lechayra calls that Davko, Kishaloya Barzman Kriyashma. Abu Barzman Kriyashma, Shal Gimel Shoals, Shuvain and Mevorech, Lola Fenevela Lachrea, Machma Sofek, because now your only accomplishment is saying the Brachas Machma Sofek, and the Brachas of the Rabbanon, and Tavik Rabbanon Lakula, the Global Sveik of the Rabbanon. Amal Zaino, the Mishmur says, wait a second, it's not true. Because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you have to say the third parsha because of Tzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Zman Tzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim goes after Zman Kriyashma. If Moshe goes to Mogan Avram, look, I'm in the Siminayim. If Kenu Chayim Adayin Al Koponim, the Birkas Emes V'yatsiv. Atshor Revius. Kedliyah Al-Bassimin Unches. So, okay, so in Shor Revius, he should say the second bracha. I'm sorry, the bracha. The bracha following Kriya Shema. Okay, he could say just on the Hashem Elokeichem also, that we'll see in a second. So the fourth hour he can say the last bracha, the bracha following Kriya Shema. After that he should just say a pasuk that contains Yetzias Mitzrayim. Isa v'brachas af yudgimel amit beis shemamar halacha shemuzkar bo Yetzias Mitzrayim, such as this one. It's an interesting shayla. When Avram says Yotzei Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you say Oz Yoshir, some sefer argues the Mantiskos Yom Tzeis from Mitzrayim, the Lo Dai V'Mashe Yizkar She'Over Hayom, doesn't say anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shiras Hayom. The Hiskinim Agonim Givegim Bechidushav, just off the cuff, which is really improper, but I would say off the cuff, there is a general Shaila, I don't know, call it an Agadata or an Ashkafa, whether we view, most view the Kriyas Yamsuf and as the Makeh B'Patish of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They weren't really fully Nituk, there was no complete nituk from Mitzrayim. This was the Gemara. It wasn't like another Nes. Like a Shvi Shel Pesach is celebrated over Shiras Hayom. That's Pashtus. It connects to that, but it's the seventh day of Pesach. It's not its own Yom. We're not celebrating. It's the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the Magen Avraham of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that would be a reason I would say that the Magen Avraham is not so wrong. That if you say Shiras Hayom, because that's the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the Chasima. So it's true, you didn't say the words Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, but when you say the Mitzrayim drowned and the Jews were saved, so that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. That in fact is the final stamp of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So one day when we have time, we'll learn inside perhaps the Magen Avraham and the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and we'll see what they say. Now we're just playing games here. I am sure. If Yotze Yedei Azechira Be'irur, Ayotze Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim Be'irur. Why in the world should be Yotze Be'irur? Because the mitzvah is Zechira. If you learn the Sechus Megillah, you'll know that in order to kick in, that there should be a mitzvah to say it by Zechiras HaMolek, not just to be Ma'arer. The Gemara says you need two psukim. And then the Gemara says, what do you need the second pasuk for? Im shechas halev, right? Shechas halev omur, elamani mekayim zochor bepeh. But by zchiyat zchiyat zchayim, you don't have two psukim.
No, whenever you say zochor, it's bepeh,
no? No, it's when it said leitishkach. The Gemara darshans, if zochor could very well mean belev, but im shechas halev, kvar nemar, I think it's leitishkach. Homani Makayim Zohar Bepeh. I think that's the Gemara and Megillah.
But the Kiddush is
Zohar, it's Bepeh. My Kiddush, it's also, but it's a Drosha, it's an extra Pasuk. I believe. There's an extra Pasuk, which you don't have by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Kabonim, you're right ultimately, because we Paskin, you can't be Yotze Beher. So, I am a Beher Hate, B'Shem HaBeis Yaakov, the Premier Godim is stopping, was there? All of these forum on the Supik, maybe here is enough. See, the problem is, Bar Mitzvah boys don't know Shagasayas anymore. My father, Olam Shalom, told me in Europe, and I was my father's son, so I had to. Every Bar Mitzvah boy had to memorize at least one Shagasayas. Either in Tefillin or in Chias and Tzias Mitzrayim, they were like classic Shagas Aryeh that a mitzvah boy had to know for the bar mitzvah. That was the bar mitzvah kshetel, but now it's Rav Chaim, and then it was Shagas Aryeh was it. Now who learns through a Shagas Aryeh anymore? No one has patience. No one has time.
Only when you make a tefillin.
Now they just want to know what the Shagas Aryeh's bottom line is. No one wants to bother with his rayas. Well, now they want to have Kitzah Shagas Aryeh. Menukot Oisus Merubos, Menukot, and Kitzah Shagas Aryeh. Well, Shagas Aryeh Kol Chasa. Atzkol Shagas Aryeh. It's a different world. We're living in the world of Reader's Digest. Everyone wants a Reader's Digest. They don't want to learn through a Pnei Yeshua anymore. Now they want these Svarim, and there's already hundreds of them, scores of them for sure. And every Masechta, you have a synopsis of what the Achronim say. No one wants to. They don't want to learn through a Pnei Yeshua anymore. It's too big. Just tell me what he says. That's the Sesame Street generation. For sure, that's the pshat. No one has the concentration to learn through a complete Pnei Yeshua. It could take more than 15 minutes. The rabbi, you know, 15 minutes he's told. That's it. So who's going to learn through a Pnei Yeshua? Where do you ever see? I'm around in yeshiva, you know, I walk around yeshivas. People don't learn a Pnei Yeshua. Only thing they still sit with a Shita Mukubetzas, they'll sit over a Rashba for hours. They'll sit over a Rashba, but they're not learning the Rashba for hours. They're thinking Svaris. Why did the Rashba ask this question? That they can do for hours. That's the new style. But to sit and learn through a Noida Behuda, a Pnei Yeshua, a Karen Ira, all these classic Svarim. Now you buy the synopsis Svarim, Kovitz, not the Kovitz Mepharshim, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the scores of Svarim. Mare Mekomos is the name of one series, is called Mare Mekomos. One series, it's a synopsis. It's the Reader's Digest generation, Sesame Street generation. People don't want to bother. They want to read the article. The article sums up what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's it. The whole style is different. Nowadays, you learn Shagas Aryeh, it's almost like a foreign language. The style, it's pilpul. The style of bringing a raya, like, how many people nowadays, poskim, I'm talking about even the poskim, when people mature, yeshiva people, they learn, they become Rosh Hashivas, okay, they say shiurim, but even the ones that become poskim. So, like, the whole style of saying, because why didn't the Gemara answer this? That's not Rav Chaim's, like, way of thinking. It's like that. Rav Chaim's like, this is what it says, and let's examine what it means, and let's examine what's behind it, and let's examine therefore what we can extrapolate from it. Shagas Aryeh like doesn't get into that at all. Like, doesn't touch that. He says, according to the second teretz of Tosfos, so why didn't the Gemara answer this teretz when it asked the kasha from the Braisa? So since it didn't answer that teretz, according to the, so you see that the Gemara held. But it's not really slur. It's cheshbin. It's a clarity in the Gemara. It's like you have it on your fingertips, so that, like, you know, like the Gemara could have answered this, and it could have turned this way, and it could have made a left turn here, and it could have made a right turn here, and it could have made a U turn here. And since it didn't, and the boy is a halacha based on that, it's very foreign to the post Rav Chaim. To the post Rav Chaim way of thinking. It's like foreign. We don't have bother. We look at it, that's a raya. You call that a raya. Why didn't the Gemara answer this? Anyway, Shagas Aryeh Nebuch, he had his time in the sun, and that's it. Yeah? Nowadays, I'm saying two things. First of all, our minds don't work that way, Bechlal. I happen to believe nobody's that clear in the Gemara, even. No one has the Gemara on the fingertips. First of all, it's not the style. Also, even once we learn it, we'll look at it and we'll say, that's not a raya. You call that a raya. I don't know, the Gemara could have had 100 reasons why it didn't say that there. It's like, you know, it's not like Rav Chaim's style is to bring a raya from the thing itself, from the inherent statement of the Gemara, not to go like that. But the truth is, we don't, very, 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 very few people have the Gemara on the you have to have the Gemara on your fingertips. You have to have mechudod and beficha. You have to have total clarity in the Sugas HaGemara to be able to think like that. Oh, wait a second. According to Tosfos, the Gemara could have, two blot later, it could have, the only people that come close to having that kind of clarity as a general mahalach are the Zilberman people. Because they chazer 100 times, 200 times, they come close to having it with that clear. But otherwise, I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. Could be Rav Chaim saw that the door, Rabbi Berkowitz, I think, holds like that. That Rav Chaim saw that the door, that the doros were not going to be able to learn that way. I don't know. Chaim opened.
It sounds like, you know,
he just closed. Yeah, but Chaim revolutionized learning, revolutionized analytical thinking about learning. But it came in conjunction with, like, nobody's going to learn a Shagas Aryeh, and no one thinks like the Shagas Aryeh anymore. And maybe a Hasidic yeshivas, I'm not acquainted with them. Like, I don't know, maybe they do there. It's the Einstein age. Einstein. Okay. What?
Atomic theory of
color. Okay, anyway, the Shagas Aryeh is Herich La'erich Mishas. But because when I was born, I learned these Shagas Aryeh. I learned from my bar mitzvah. My father made me sit and learn these Shagas Aryeh, and those are his kinds of riots. That if it's here to see if it's right, you can do Belila Behirur, then the Gemara could have, you know, and Poshet the Gemara. The Gemara assumes for Dover Poshet the Gam Belila Tzarchlaski Tzias Mitzrayim. If you are up on your Haggadah Shel Pesach, you'll know what he's talking about, right? Vayim Prima Godim the Nistapik and Udi Araisu the Rabbanon. What happened to the last Mishnah in the first Perek of Brachas? But Afkamina Ling and Sfeik of Shagasari because of Udi Araisu. The Chayim Lazgab Zanchu Laila Bagdad Lekoidim. Balkan Mitzkim Ben Ashmoshes. Whenever you daven Ma'ariv early, not many people notice. Even if you have shittos to be somechan to say Kriya Shema earlier, but what happened to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Whoa, that's right. Lo Yotze Yedei Chovoso, the Ben Ashmoshes Sveiku, Sveiku Deraisu L'Chumra. Right. With Kriya Shema, you talk about Peshach Becha, and we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to plug a mincha, blah, 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 blah. Scarce, it's here, some time is always an issue. Okay?
Well, if people repeat Kriya Shema instead.
What? If they repeat Kriya Shema, that's wonderful.